好吗？
Pandemonium in San Francisco. Transportation ripoffs in Chicago that you and I are paying for. Dan Epstein from Cause for Action is going to join us. Talk about that. Plus, a big fat reminder that you, yes, you could win some fabulous prizes from America tonight as we roll into another week of Nail the Score in our next hour. All you have to do is call in, and once our game of the week is chosen, tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. You don't have to know diddly about football. It is like playing the lottery, only you don't have to plunk down a dollar or two to play. It is free, so keep that in mind in our next hour. And then the hallelujah moment of the day for the Democrats. You want to know what that was? I'm going to tell you about it in just a second. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney, happy to be with you, as always, as the skipper of this little old ship called America tonight. From time to time, we move quickly as we don't even bother to pull the ropes off of the moorings. We just fly in another direction. So you want to make sure that you've got your hands tucked in so they don't get squashed against the deck. In other words, if you want to chime in, please do. Just jingle these numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, the hallelujah moment for the Democrats on the day is this one. Indiana Republican U.S. Senate candidate Richard Murdoch said on Tuesday night he opposes aborting pregnancies conceived in rape because, are you ready for this one? Here's your whopper. It's something that God intended to happen. Say what? Isn't rape a crime? Oh my, oh my. So he was debating Congressman Joe Donnelly, the Democrat, in their first Senate race showdown. Somebody questioning them asked them and the Libertarian candidate, Andrew Horning, to explain their views on abortion. All three said they were anti-abortion. But Murdoch took that extra step. He took that extra step that put him in the same category as the bumbling Todd Akin in Missouri, by jumping in with the comment about something that God intended. I'm going to just flush the whole thing out for you. He said, the only exception I have to an abortion is in the case of the life of the mother. He said, I struggled with it myself for a long time. I came to realize that life is a gift from God. I think that even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that is something that God intended to happen. Oh, no, 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 no. So will it cost him that election? You know, who knows? He clearly, like all the other candidates, says, I am anti-abortion, oh, that's fine. But then jumping into it further and the cockamamie statement. Remember, Murdoch is the guy who unseated the veteran Republican Senator Richard Lugar. This was a surprise in the May primary and has been battling the Democrat for supporters. Abortion has been a touchy issue for the candidates because Murdoch is accusing Donnelly of lacking any kind of fortitude on the issue because Donnelly backed the health care reform law. And he criticized a requirement that ensures women to get birth control even when their employer objects to the contraceptive, the paying for the contraception. So this is where I'm going with this. I mean, listen, do they need to take cues from somebody else? What he said was perfect. Diving in the other direction was just stupidity. So then what happens is, and this always makes it worse. You know, there's like an old lesson you can learn from really good salespeople. They ask for the money, and what do? Boom, they shut up. It's 1, 2, 3. Do you have a check? Do you believe in abortion? No, I'm pro-life, 100%. Boom. Instead, they jump in and dance around and throw out other ridiculous things. So he tried to clarify what he said after the debate. And then got in even deeper, saying God doesn't intend sexual assault. God creates life. That was my point. He doesn't want rape. By no means was I suggesting that he does. Rape is a horrible thing. For anyone to twist my words otherwise is absurd and sick. And so, you know, like I said, this was a hallelujah moment for the Democrats in Indiana because they could jump on the comments and prove that this guy is so extreme that you don't want him in, Republicans. You don't want him to be the guy. So you got to go for Donnelly because guess what? He's anti-abortion too. And that's exactly what Donnelly did. He said, I think rape is heinous and violent crime in every instance. So and then he goes further to say, the God I believe in and the God I know most Hoosiers believe in does not intend for rape to happen ever. What Mr. Murdoch said is shocking. It is stunning that he would be so disrespectful to survivors of rape. I mean, so let's just get this out of the way. Rape is a crime. There is no God intended rape. There is no legitimate rapes. And if you're running for office, even though you may have a lot of really good stuff to say, and you might appear to be a reputable candidate, you cannot expect to get the backing of people when you make those kinds of comments. You cannot expect also that the Democrats are not going to seize the moment and bury you with that kind of comment. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE. I'll say it again, 855-266-5283. And let me be clear, I'm highlighting this example because here's another case where the guy really had a little bit of an edge, and who knows what's going to happen now. Plus, all three said, look, we're anti-abortion. Absolutely. So there was no disagreement there. Anti-abortion, anti-abortion. But just having to jump in that last little bit to push him maybe out of the race, or at least really clawing and fighting even more now after saying that, because they're gonna hit him hard with this. They're gonna clobber him with this. In Florida, as much as they're getting ready for the election, and what else they're getting ready for? The possibility of a hurricane. The name sounds so sweet, doesn't it, Sandy? But Sandy is packing a punch so far. In Havana, they're getting crucified with rains from Sandy. And also Jamaica, it's ripping across Jamaica. 55,000 people have been evacuated in Cuba because of flooding. They're worried about 20 inches in some places, a storm surge, and this tropical storm / hurricane could slam into the East Coast next week. Worried about power lines, flooding, you name it. Want a hurricane or hurricane-like winds rip through your neighborhood? Oh, not fun. I'll be glad when hurricane season is over. Stay with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, October 24th, 2012. Gold opened at $1,709.43. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,759.30 for a 1 ounce, $880 for a half ounce, and $440 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,759.30, $880, and $440.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
When we were in the break, I checked the storm tracker on Hurricane Sandy. Oh, man. When you see a whole bunch of red and it looks like a Jackson Pollock painting, and then the edges have yellow thrown on it, that's not good. And it's looking horrible over Jamaica. A couple of people already reportedly dead as a result of the flooding and the winds there. So if this keeps picking up the speed, boy, it's going to be nasty in parts of the East Coast. And the timing is terrible. Well, the timing is never good with this, but the timing is terrible with this election stuff. So it may cause problems. May cause problems. Don't know yet. It's still too early to handicap that. Except for that, looking at the tracker, it does not look good, my friends. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Each and every show, I always say, hey, if you're thinking about something, you don't feel like calling, you got one eye open, or maybe you have both eyes open, but they're bleary, and you're trying desperately to fall asleep, but you're, thank you, listening to the show, and you want to form your thoughts later in the day, poof, you can send me an email. And so many of you do. Each and every day, I am floored by the amount of email we get into our mail office. I can barely stand it any longer. So let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Jean writes in big letters, Trump, in the subject line, then says, Trump makes his big announcement with lots of exclamation points and sends me the link to the YouTube of Donald Trump. That's what Trump did. He made his announcement on YouTube, offered $5 million to Obama to turn over his records, you know, his college records and all that stuff in between, if he would just turn them all over so we could all see his grades and where he went and all that stuff. Well, we know where he went, but see the kind of grades he got and go back and do that and give us all of his documents. If he would just dump the documents, Donald Trump would give him a check for $5 million to donate to whatever charity that he chooses. I can definitely tell you that Trump is not going to get a document dump anytime soon from the president. So once again, Trump blows his horn, but not too much is coming out of it. Remember when he was trying to suggest he was really going to run for president, and then he was going to make the announcement on a show, and then he was going to also moderate a debate, and, oh, man. I do give him credit for one thing, for getting people to mention his name. He is the best at that. I mean, he's the best at that. He has people paying attention. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line. All right, I got this one from Jennifer B., who says, Kate, that idiot in Indiana. I have to tell you, I am a Tea Party person, but I do not recognize the comments that he's making. And he cannot blame it on being twisted what he said. Why did he add what he added? That's ridiculous. How offensive to any person who's been brutalized in rape. How many women are killed as a result of rape? How many lives are destroyed? It's sickening, and it should never be something that becomes part of that discussion. Pure stupidity on his part. As a Tea Party person, I am humiliated by what he said, and I hope he doesn't win his election. Well, Murdoch is now really the person that they're gunning for, the Democrats, along with Aiken. So you can bet that you're going to hear his name a lot. He is in a battle with the Democrat for that seat. And, you know, who knows if this cost him the seat because of people who are just flat out offended by what he said. He just didn't need to go there. And I already went off on that whole thing, so we are obviously in agreement on that one. But it's interesting because, you know, there's somebody who, Jennifer, who is a Tea Party person and says she's proud of the Tea Party, but she's embarrassed because he is a Tea Party guy. And that's not the way she says that she thinks, etc. But unfortunately, this is what happens. I think sometimes, I don't know, maybe sometimes somebody gets too comfortable, or they're just going to wing it on the side, and they say the right thing because it is their belief. You know, hey, I don't believe in abortion. But then they catapult into a long diatribe about it, and other things fall out that get convoluted, don't make any sense, and then that's it. It's just, you know, too late. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Norm. Norm says, I don't even know if we've ever had a letter from Norm before, but Norm says, Kate, I heard you talk about that surfer that was killed by the shark in California. You mentioned that it was a place that you used to swim occasionally. You talked about diving. Girl, you're lucky you survived those waters in the Pacific. They're so cold, and I think you mentioned kelp. I used to live on the Central Coast a long time ago, surfed at Pismo Beach, and let me tell you, we saw sharks there. We saw dolphins, we saw seals, but we also saw sharks. Once we did, we would just get out of the water. Too bad for that surfer. He definitely was mistaken for prey. Oh, yeah. You know, you watch enough of Shark Week or Discovery Channel, and there's no question. He was bit by the shark because that shark that was probably great white is what they think, and he looked like food. unfortunately. And they've had some of these attacks in California, but they're far and few between. So this was a mature shark, is what they think, about 15 feet long. And this Francisco Solorio was with his pals, and he was bitten in the wrong place in the upper chest area in Lompoc, and Surf Beach is where we used to go. And unfortunately, his friends, they pulled him out of the water. They tried to save him, so good for them. They tried to do everything they could. Sadly, they couldn't do anything. It was too late. So they had closed the beaches for like 72 hours, and they didn't have any kind of a sign up about be careful about sharks or any of that. Unfortunately, there have been other attacks, but it's been, in the last 3 years, just a handful. Remember the kid that was, I don't know, 19 or 20, and he went to UC Santa Barbara, and he was killed when a shark severed his leg, and he was bodyboarding. So the whole theory of the prey and all that, I'm with you. That's definitely, unfortunately, what they see. All right, let's take another one here. This is from Nick McMassian, and Nick says, "Hello, America Tonight. It's funny, I hear you talking about politics and some other things. I do like the fact that you mix in other minutia, but you are correct, Ms. Delaney, when you say that politics is what people are talking about because it's such a close election, or at least we think it's going to be a close election, and people love nail biters, don't we? Don't we like our cliffhangers? But this isn't a soap opera. This is our lives. Let's hope people make the right choice. I voted for Obama the first time around. I'm an independent, but boy, I can't vote for him this time. I am so, so disappointed in Obama's first 4 years. In good conscience, I could not go and vote for him again." That, falling into that category of people that I say that I've met who are even talking about just not voting, but saying that they can't vote for Obama. Hey, coming up on the flip side, our conversation with Dan Epstein, as I mentioned, from Cause for Action. And this is about a crazy thing with transportation in Chicago. How does it relate to you and I? Oh, we're paying about $150 million taxpayer money to fund transportation in Chicago. How's that happen? How does that happen and go under the radar? We're talking about that next here on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it any anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Somebody's neck in a good way, I mean that. He's Cause of Action's executive director. This time he's been quoted all over the place for a story that just broke. You might have even seen it in Bloomberg News, and it's about the potential fraud at the Chicago Transit Authority. Dan, you super sleuth you, what did you find out about the CTA?
Well, the Chicago Transit Authority, according to an independent auditor who had been assigned to audit them back in 2006, has been over-reporting its vehicle revenue miles for years. And what vehicle revenue miles are is, at least on the Chicago Transit Authority bus routes, there's some miles where you can pick up passengers, and those can be reimbursed by the federal taxpayers. But certain others in which you're not picking up passengers and you're just driving from the last stop back to the depot station, those are what are called deadhead miles. And the federal government doesn't pay for those. Almost a large number of metropolitan transit authorities get a formula grant from the Fed that helps cover their expenses and helps reimburse their mileage. But the one thing that you can't reimburse are those deadhead miles. And our independent auditor has reported to us, and we have reported in our report, that the Chicago Transit Authority has knowingly over-reported these miles for years. And we finally got wind that Peter Rogoff, who's the FTA administrator, essentially wrote to the Chicago Transit Authority last year saying, you guys are over-reporting the miles, and this needs to stop. What Cause of Action's question now is, you know, our independent auditor told you guys that this was happening back in 2007. If in 2007 the Chicago Transit Authority knew that it was over-reporting its mileage, then that would seem to us to be a fraud. why isn't the IG investigating? Why isn't the Justice Department looking at this?
Yeah, because those deadhead miles that you're talking about, they figured probably who's looking at that, right? We're all asleep at the wheel, no one's looking at it. Is that what your theory is, that this wasn't going to be uncovered?
Yeah, you know, part of our theory is hey, you know, this is a formula grant program, which means it's a fixed pool, which means that the more we report, the more money we get. So, you know, it should be of no surprise that if you look at the last 10 years, Chicago went from being, you know, the seventh or sixth most funded transit authority to being the second most funded transit authority by the federal government. And it should be no surprise that that pattern parallels a pattern in which the Chicago Transit Authority has been increasingly over-reporting its vehicle revenue models. And from cause of action's perspective, we have lots of questions. You know, it's nice that Peter Rogoff decided to disclose to Bloomberg this letter that he had sent to the Chicago Transit Authority. Would have been nice to disclose that to us, considering we had a FOIA request, which they have not yet responded to. But this is something that cause of action thinks reeks of cronyism, reeks of politicization. I mean, keep in mind just who the players are in this whole kind of charade. You have, starting with the general counsel of the current Department of Transportation, a guy named Robert Rivkin. Surprise, surprise, Robert Rivkin was the general counsel, i.e. chief compliance officer of the Chicago Transit Authority. And who was his boss for at least 3 years there? Well, the chairperson was a woman named Valerie Jarrett, who's President Obama's closest advisor. And look, this doesn't fall on partisan lines only. You know, this is a bipartisan potential cover-up. You have the secretary of the Department of Transportation, Ray LaHood, being someone who doesn't come too far from Chicago. He comes from a district north of Chicago in Illinois. And when he was a member of Congress, he was on both the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Appropriations Committee. And Peter Rogoff, who's the FTA administrator, was himself a congressional staffer on Senator Probst, whose specialization was transportation and infrastructure. So if anyone knows about over-reporting and the risks involved, these people are the exact types of people who would know. And the question remains, you know, if an investigation occurred, was folks like Robert Rivkin recused from it? Were they involved in it? What were the results of the investigation? What were their referrals to the Justice Department? And it seems like the answer is that there's either not going to be any disclosure of this, or there's answers that basically say, we didn't investigate this, even though the Chicago Transit Authority had reason to know that this over-reporting was fraudulent. And from cause of action's perspective, when you're dealing with upwards of $150 million of over-reporting, and at the same time taking away from a pool of funds that should be going to other metropolitan transit authorities, you know, that's the kind of fraud that this administration needs to step up and investigate.
Yeah, I mean, that's our taxpayer money, and as you pointed out, how many other people are getting gypped in other cities because of this pipeline, these connections between Chicago and Washington, right?
Yeah, and you know, this is something where, you know, it appears that the FTA's response to all of this is, look, you know, this is just a mere definitional problem. The CTA didn't do anything intentionally wrong. There's no intentional fraud. And ultimately, you know, they seem to comply by picking up passengers. That's what they should be doing. But what is not seen by any of this is that when the Chicago Transit Authority overreports these miles and gets more money as a result of that, this is a fixed pool of money. It's actually a formula grant program that funds this. And so that means that perhaps smaller urban authorities, whether it's in Milwaukee, whether it's in Dallas, or, you know, even Miami. I mean, these metropolitan transit authorities are therefore going to have less access to a pool of funds, which means that, you know, they can't have the expectation that Chicago has, which is we're going to get more money each year. So I'm sure Chicago's employing bureaucrats on the federal taxpayer's dime every year, whereas the other smaller transit authorities may have to be firing certain employees. And that is a direct result of entities like the Chicago Transit Authority engaging in misreporting.
Yeah. You know, I go back to the thing that you said. What I want to know is the timeline. When did the Department of Transportation Inspector General actually dive in and decide to look into this, to investigate this? When? Where's that timeline?
Well, You know, Kate, we do know, we have some indication from our independent auditor, Tom Rubin, and this is a guy who was specifically hired by the Illinois Auditor General to audit the Chicago Transit Authority. He audited their 2006 records. He reported in 2007 that they were over-reporting their mileage. In 2009, he brought this to the attention of the Inspector General. And all indications point to the fact that the Inspector General likely did nothing. Now, what we do know is that in April 27th of last spring, the Inspector General had made some communication to the FTA of, hey, we need to look at the CPA. And that seems to be something that followed the House Oversight Committee basically forwarding Tom Rubin's findings to the DOTOIG. We got those emails. Those emails between the House Oversight Committee staff and the DOT reveal that the DOT said, hey, look, you know, thanks for these findings, but this is a big problem because it's a highly sensitive issue. And what they were implying was our chief compliance officer, i.e. the guy who probably needs to sign off on investigations, was at the Chicago Transit Authority during the time of the potential fraud. So, you know, the idea is that this is probably something where they knew of the potential fraud and were just trying to kick the can long enough to try to avoid transparency or avoid being open and honest to the American taxpayers. But here, where there's now the exposure of these kinds of potential political cover-ups, I mean, this is an administration that's going to have to explain, hey, exactly what you said. What was our timeline? When did we know? And why did we delay on this?
Yeah, this is maybe one of the worst things that you and I have talked a lot. We talked about Kathleen Sebelius and what happened with her and the violations of the Hatch Act and a bunch of other things throughout this entire year. And so here we go again, and this is just so bloody blatant. But I have a fear, you know, Dan, that we're not going to see anything come of this. It falls on deaf ears, and I don't understand that, because if you have the numbers, if you look at that, why isn't that what? Well, I guess I'm answering my own question. It's what you said, the connections. You have to assume it's got to be some of that connection between Chicago and Washington, because why wouldn't they bring it to light?
Yeah, you know, Kate, folks like you and me, we think $150 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot.
We think a lot of jobs could be created with that. You know, for these federal bureaucrats who sit in, air-conditioned offices completely cut off from the rest of the world all day, they have no notion of what is a lot of money. And to them, $150 million is just a drop in the can when you're talking about $880 billion of stimulus dollars. So, you know, these people just don't get it, and they don't get what most American taxpayers get, and that is stop wasting our money. And I think that, look, you know, this is something where, you know, you have such kind of indicia of potential cover-up here. The fact that this is in the president's backyard of Chicago, the fact that this is Ray LaHood, who is a Republican appointed by the president, you know, which in itself is, you know, we think of other kinds of Republicans who the president tried to advance, and they just couldn't do it. They were too, you know, tied to their principles. But Ray LaHood is here running the Department of Transportation. He comes from Illinois. You know, he was on the kinds of committees that helped appropriate money to the Chicago Transit Authority. And it's just, you have that mixed with Robert Rifkin and Valerie Jarrett and Peter Rogoff being a appropriations staffer on the Senate side. I mean, this is something that, you know, reeks of potential cover-up and cronyism. And it's something that needs to be exposed, because we got to know, look, if this is a president who's going to, you know, be our president for another 4 years, we want to make sure that when there are identifications of fraud and taxpayer dollars, these are things that get fixed.
Yep, I agree with you. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action's Executive Director. Thanks. We'll keep our eye on that and see if anything comes of it. But we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Green salad up, a green salad down.
And Sandoval hits it into center. Back at the wall. Come on. 1-0 Giants on a home run by Carlos Sandoval.
There's a swing. This should do it. A ground ball to short. Pufford has it. Swings it to second. Scooter all covering for the force out on Avila. And the Giants, after winning three in a row over the Cardinals, all must-win games to win the National League pennant, for the first time in this postseason, have a Game 1 victory.
And oh, they did at the stick. Pablo Sandoval, you just heard it there. He joins Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Albert Pujols as players that all hit three homers in a World Series game. Wow, that made it exciting. It was exciting to watch that. And Barry Zito, who were the true stars of this first win out of the gate in the World Series, 8-3, as you just heard there, the final score. And they blew it open in the beginning. San Francisco putting up one run in the first. Then they nailed a three spot in the third and added to that lead all along the way. Detroit mustering up just three runs in the end. And, wow, what an amazing crowd of boisterous crowd. I think some of the loudest people I've ever heard, and this is through the tube. I've been to the Stick many times when I lived in California, and I remember it being a loud place, but I don't remember it being the loudest place that I had ever been.
Back in 89?
when everything got blown apart.
It's Pac Bell Park. What are you talking about?
Well, if you want to call it AT&T Park, that's what it is now.
Or is it AT&T now?
It's AT&T.
Okay, but it's not the Stick. Candlestick's the football stadium.
I know, but to me, it's... Well, I call it the Stick. I'm still going to call it the Stick. I refuse to call it AT&T Park.
All right.
All right. All right, he says. Hey, wasn't that exciting to watch? It was exciting to watch him. I think it was the game was a blowout, so it wasn't a tight nail-biter kind of game. But that five-day layoff killed the Tigers.
I think one of the most incredible things, like, not only was Sandoval, like, the hitting, you know, two home runs after Verlander, and then he hit the third, I think, against Albuquerque. I think that was who the third.
Yeah, Al Albuquerque, yeah.
But, I mean, they're off of Verlander, who has just been lights out this entire postseason, basically the entire year. And then the pitches that he hit out, I mean, a chest-high fastball He's kind of a low sinker ball pitcher, and then the other one he hit out of the yard was against Verlander was like a fastball kind of down and out of the zone. Like, he hit some really good pitches out of the park, and you can tell on the third one he was even amazed at what he had just accomplished, and his whole teammates were mobbing him. It was a pretty awesome scene.
It was a pretty awesome scene. Yeah, there's no question about it, because of the feat. The fact that he makes history and adds his name in the record books with the people that I just mentioned, and how incredible that is if you go back and you think of Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, Pujols homered three times last year. Jackson did it in 1977. Of course, Babe Ruth, you'd have to go back to 26 and 28 for the times that he did it. So there's all kinds of history that you could... It's typical of baseball. You could talk about even deeper as far as the history of those home runs is concerned. He's one of a record of 9 Venezuelans on the series roster, first of all. And his power, unbelievable. He gets the ball that goes low and in across the plate, and he just pulls it out. Absolutely an amazing feat, and the crowd loved it. I mean, they were just crazy, crazy loud. And they should be. This is now the third time that they've seen these Giants just decimate the competition. But now here they're in the World Series after they made it into the series and got by St. Louis. Once again, sports very much like politics. David in Oklahoma waiting patiently, so we're going to make sure we go to him. Sir David, thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
30 minutes on the phone, I'm telling you, Kate.
How about some applause, because we had an interview in between. Do you know you just got applause? We never give callers applause like that. So you got high honors. So what's on your mind? I bet politics.
Yeah, I'm on vacation right now. You were talking about stress earlier. I just sold my house. And been burning the candle at both ends, working and then packing to move and everything. And the politics have been really on my mind, and I'm gonna give you two analogies of Mr. Obama and Romney. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obama being president is like somebody in the being appointed to the DOT. Department of Transportation, that's never driven a truck, does not know anything about the business, and starts making rules for the ones that are in the business that knows what's going on. Romney, on the other hand, is like a person that he's more like Dr. Fever on WKRP.
I like that analogy. That's good.
So, you know, he knows a little bit about it, but he doesn't really care.
Right.
He's going to try and get the company back. And if you look at it, America is like a company. You got to get it back into the black and out of the red, which I think he'll do. And don't get me wrong, I'm like a lot of people. My cousin that I visited up here in Oklahoma, she put it the best way ever. She said that neither one of them are worth the darn, but if she has to, because there's one check there that's missing, she'll vote for Romney because she doesn't like Obama and what he's doing to the country, bringing us down and in the red and making us look real bad by praising the radical Islamic Brotherhood. But she basically put it to a way I think you'll like this. She said, what about none of the above? They need to put in none of the above. This is America. We choose. It's not they choose, we choose. And she's like, neither one of them are worth a darn, so where's the none of the above slot there on there? That way they could actually find somebody that's worth a darn that's in office. Like I said, I think Romney will do a little bit better job than Obama, but because he does have business sense and everything, and Obama, all he has is those hometown meetings. He's got that experience. That's about it.
The community organizer that's what you're referring to?
Yeah, community. He's got the community organizer experience, which doesn't amount to urinate.
I know what you mean.
But,
yes.
Yeah. But Romney's got the business sense, so he might be able to help the country, America, or if you want to look at it, the business of America, get back into the black instead of into the red. But like my cousin said, neither one of them are worth a darn, and this is the free country, America. We're not a communist country yet. Or actually, she puts it this way, because we're letting them take our rights away, might as well call it a communist country.
We need a third party. David, that's what we need. We need a third party, and that's part of the problem. That's what I think. We need better choices. In Sweden, when you don't like any of the choices you vote, you do vote none of the above, and then they re-rack it, and they start all over again. Can you imagine? Oh, no one would ever get elected here, though. All right, our fact checkers, by the way, do say that the Giants, not to confuse you with the stick reference, have played at AT&T Park from 2000 to the present, Candlestick Park from 1960 to 99. Oh, I stand corrected. I won't call it the stick again.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.